scripture today is from John 14, 8 through 14. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father, who lives in me, does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You want to introduce yourself? You haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah.
You've only been here a couple of days.
Thanks for saying the prayer of Thanksgiving. I was supposed to pray that prayer, but you did a beautiful job.
You're quite welcome, Vern, you know. I don't know if you can handle it or not. You're about
My name is Vern Collins. I'm privileged to be one of the pastors here on staff at Boone United Methodist Church. And I've come to expect that when we do a combined service, Ed is going to go off script at some point. So there you have it.
Who knows what's going to happen next, Vern?
Right.
Honor and a privilege to be up here and serve with you in ministry. And, you know, Danielle did a beautiful job of reading the scripture. So thank you for that. And I don't know about you, Vern, but something that's shocking to me in that text is that Jesus says that those who believe in him are going to do greater works than he was going to do. Healing the blind, making the lame to walk, raising people from the dead. You done a resurrection lately, Vern? You know?
Not recently, I haven't. But I will say that the one like memory that sticks out from my year as a second grader was watching
my second grade teacher
resurrect our class rabbit. So I don't know what to do with that, but it was either very much dead or sound asleep, and it came back to life. So that's the closest I've been to seeing a resurrection.
Well, Vern, I'm glad you've got to see that. I haven't even got to witness anything like that. But it's an incredible statement that Jesus makes, that we're going to do greater works than he did. And I have to scratch my head at that. I mean, what's he talking about there? What's your studying done, assuming that you did study? I know you did, but
It is an important thing for us to wrestle with because we do still see in the world evidence of the kind of power that Jesus displayed and the kind of power that the early church displayed. But one of the things that we have to understand about the ministry of Jesus is that it was really kind of confined to like a 3.5-mile area. I mean, yes, he stepped outside of that from time to time. But one of the greater things that Jesus is talking about is that the good news and the hope of the gospel would extend far beyond this very small corner of the world. And I think the significance of the fact that we are celebrating 25 years here today is that we can say it's not just about looking back 25 years ago. It's not even about looking back almost 160 years ago in the life of who we are as Boone United Methodist Church. But we have to trace all the way back to 2,000 years ago when the promised Holy Spirit came and those disciples took seriously what Jesus told them that they were going to do, that they were going to go on and do greater things. And we are, church, one of those greater things. Yeah. Not because of anything that we have done, but because of the ways that God has been faithful and the faithfulness of those who have gone before us.
And one of the things that's interesting about the text that we just heard is that the disciples were wondering, okay, Jesus, who are you? What are you about? Are you really connected to God? Are you and God the Father one? And he's scratching his head. You know, you've seen what I've done. You've seen all the works I've done. Let them give testimony to who I am. Is it any wonder that they're called the disciples? You know, you gotta ask about that because they blew it all the time, didn't they? I mean, even after Jesus is raised from the dead, they're still questioning. They're still doubting. And what Jesus is saying to them and to us is the work that is greater than what I've done is revealing me as God's son. I am one with the Father. I am the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, the one that he talked about just a few verses earlier. I am the one that helps you experience God as Father. And every work that we do that does that reveals him. And that's the greater work, that what we do as a congregation, what we do as followers of Jesus, reveals to the world that he has been sent by God as God's beloved, to show us all that we're beloved. And Vern, it's hard to believe that, you know, you were here 25 years ago. You don't look that old, you know. And I know you can give testimony to the fact that this move that happened, well, is all about Jesus. And that's what this greater work is. And, you know, share a little bit about that, when your experiences of that.
Yeah, I want to say this first, and I think that this is incredibly important for us, because this is where we tend to go off track. Like, as Ed said, everything that Jesus did was about revealing the Father. He never took the glory for himself. He always deferred glory to the Father, deferred glory to God. And remember that Jesus, at this point in John's gospel, is preparing his disciples for his departure. And he says, the reason I'm departing is so that you know the fullness of who the Father is. And that's where Philip's like, well, just show us the Father and that'll be enough. You don't have to leave. And he asks that question, God, Philip, just what about the things that you've seen happen up to this point? And there's hope for all of us in that, those who hear but don't listen, right? That, I mean, we find ourselves in good company with the disciples. But I'd like to read, so we reached out to all of the pastors who have served. I'm so thankful that Lori Beth is here. So good to see you. And grateful for your leadership in the life of this church. But we've reached out to all of the pastors who served, and Tom Gibson, who was a part of helping the church make the transition from King Street to New Market, was unable to come. He said he is watching this weekend, watching one of his grandchildren play in a baseball tournament and the other one in a dance recital. And I said, you are exactly where you are supposed to be. But he did share some words, and I'd like to read them, because I don't want to misquote, and I just want to read Tom's words here as we're considering the question that you just asked. He said, friends, that's how we got here. We reached out to each of the senior, that's my words, I just said that to you. He says, I'm quoting myself. Thank you. I got him.
Might need a stronger pair. You're getting old, you know.
In 1996, here we go. In 1996, the lay leadership engaged in a study entitled Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God, where the author suggests that the journey of the people of God has always been movement from one way of existing to another way filled with hope and promise. As people respond to God's call, the future may be unknown, but they go forward with confidence that God's faithfulness will guide, guard, and preserve them. After several months of engaging this study, the leaders invited the entire congregation to join them. In every class and worship setting for a quarter, the people passionately sought the guidance of God to lead them in discerning the future. Evidence of a growing unity came when the leaders removed some posters that had been placed around the church for the initial capital campaign that read, without the direct intervention of God, we will not be able to reach our field of dreams. Pray that God will come and bless our field of dreams. The leaders said that if they were to be faithful, a faithful missional church that looked to the future and placed their trust in God, their position was not to invite God to join them in their ministry, but to focus on where God was inviting them to join God. A new poster was designed and placed around the church that read, God has a great dream for this church. Pray that we will be faithful to obediently answer God's dream. Empowered by the spiritual quest, what happened next in the physical realm was a reflection of what God was doing in the hearts of people. And there are just a few things that come to mind as I think about some of the greater things that this church has been able to experience and the things that this church has been able to be a part of and partner with God in. Some stories that I heard, and I can remember coming and walking. I was hired when the church was still on King Street. This process was already in the works to make the move here, but I can remember us coming and walking through the church as it was being built and praying over the space and asking God, what are you going to do? And one of the things that came to mind was that the leadership of the church just said, I have this vision. Yes, we created a space for an expanded preschool, and it's been incredible to see the lives that have been touched as a result of that. But the education wing, the upper level of the floor above the preschool, there were some leadership who said, I just have this vision of a school meeting here during the week. And there were no conversations had been had. There was no there were no talks that were going on with local schools. But we've now had, in the history of the church, two different schools that have used, and one is currently using, that space. So a picture that God had given, the church was faithful to say yes to. We also have an after-school bilingual program that utilizes that space. So really, including the preschool, we have three educational opportunities that happen 5 days a week in the life of this church. Mike Roberts, longtime member of this church, shared with me, took me to lunch one day and shared with me after we began Crossroads in 2008. He said, when we were walking through this church, I had a friend of mine in town with me, someone who wasn't a part of this church but was visiting, and I wanted to show him, you know, where we were moving to. And he said, God's given me a vision of this space that is the Family Life Center, of a worship gathering that happens in here. And this was, again, back in the late 90s, before the question that eventually became Crossroads even was asked. I mean, a decade before that question was asked. And yet God gave a picture to somebody of what could be. To see the ways that our youth ministry expanded, to see the way that God has led this church in developing the land that was purchased, that the Boone United Trail now sits on, the way that we have a feeding ministry, that we're utilizing this kitchen in ways that we didn't even, you know, tap into. Where's Danielle? We did pancake breakfast, right? And that was, I mean, it's a wonder we didn't poison anybody. I mean, we did the best that we could, but there were no sanitation grit. Like, none of that was happening. But now we have somebody in there who knows what they're doing and is leading this church and feeding people and utilizing the gift that God has given us. And that's just a few of the things that are happening. The relationships that we have with mission partners now that didn't exist before, the way that we are reaching into this world, and all for the purpose of lifting the name of Jesus high and helping people encounter God in a life-changing way.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. What our forebears in faith dreamed up to bring us here to this place. And we owe it to them to be faithful moving forward. You've heard us talk about the Because We Care Generosity Initiative. And that's something that we're still in the middle of. The goal is 100% participation, so that we can honor the legacy of those who've gone before us, that left this building, that had the dream of being here, developing that trail behind us to enable us to meet people out in the world for the cause of Jesus Christ. We've already done some incredible things because we care. We have established a bilingual after-school ministry because of what you've done already. We have been able to hire a director of food ministries in Jacob Pennant because of the Because We Care initiative. Because We Care has enabled us to put new carpeting and paint the education wing. And we've renovated the trail some. We've got a nice new entrance there. But there's so much yet to do. This building is 25 years old. Just a few years ago, we still had all the original HVAC, all the air conditioners and heaters, which are much needed, in my opinion, around here. Those, because you have worked and given, those are totally replaced. But we have so much still yet to do. I know when Vern returns from his renewal leave, he would love to see those mattresses off the walls in the FLC. And we have adequate sound retention in that place for the newly painted building. Well, that's going to happen as you are faithful to the Because We Care initiative. If you have not yet participated, there's cards in the back that you can get, fill out, and help this church live into the mission that the people dreamed about 25 years ago. We look forward to continuing to reach out using that unique property behind us. Dr. Scott St. Clair did research. We're the only church that we know of in North America that has a trail behind it like that. We need to, yeah, clap. That's a good thing to have. We need to continue to emphasize the use of that and to renovate it and to restore it and to make it even more highly visible and used as we take that meadow and make a beautiful walking trail back there for folks that can't do that trail. Because there are some people that won't set foot in this building, but they're going to go out in God's beautiful creation as we have developed that even more. Because we care, we'll make that happen. Again, if you have not taken a card and filled it out, the goal is 100% participation. We owe it to those forebears in faith. We owe it to Jack Gross, who his wife Jenny's here, who got that window in place, but now he's in heaven. We owe it to Charlotte Stanley and to Joyce Davis and to Tom Cottingham and to Alma Winkler and to Buck Robbins and to Sheila Deal. We owe it to those people to be faithful right now as we move forward so that in 25 years, the people that will be worshiping in this place will say, my God, thank you for the vision of the people that were here on June 1st, 2025. Vern, what are your hopes and dreams for this church as you will be the pastor here 25 years from now?
I don't know about that. It has been an incredible to be able to watch my family, our children grow up in this church, and to watch this become one of the significant things in their life, which has allowed them to come to know and walk with Jesus. And that is my hope for the church going forward, that the church continues to lean into not saying, well, I'm not sure if we can do that, but saying, yes, I believe that we can because I believe that God's calling us to. Now we just have to figure out a way to join God in what God is doing. That has been the story of this church. And my hope and prayer is that the church continues to do that, continues to be responsive, continues to push the envelope and what God is calling us to do. All of you are here because there is a person in your life who believed that God was calling them to a greater thing. Every single one of us is a testament to that legacy. And there are people who have yet to step foot in this church, who have yet to engage with this church, more importantly, who have yet to engage with Jesus. And we have an opportunity to be a part of what God is doing to bring them there. Amen?
Amen.
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 I thought of the unicorn in C.S. Lewis's The Last Battle. When they finally enter Narnia, as it was meant to be, and the unicorn says, this is what I've been looking for. This is life as it was meant to be lived. Come, let's go further up, further in. That's the invitation, church, for us. Further up, further in. As Harry said, we've only just begun. There's a long way to go.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to close.
Got one more thing. Okay. I know you're anxious to get the barbecue.
My alarm went off. I'm done with my part. Yeah. So.
Well, Vern, I couldn't figure out how to set mine, so we have one more thing we need to say before you read that beautiful prayer that Tom's written for us. Most of you were given, as you came in, a card that says, my prayers and hopes for the people who will continue to worship and serve at Boone United Methodist Church, 471 New Market Boulevard, celebrating in the year of our Lord, 2050. What are your prayers, your hopes, your dreams for the people that will be sitting in the pews 25 years from now? We're going to take your prayers, your hopes, your dreams, as you turn them in either in the basket in the back or as you go to the dinner, there's going to be a place in the Family Life Center, or if you want to take some time to ponder that and pray over it and then bring it back to the office, we're going to take all of them, put them in a time capsule, seal them up, and place them under the ground near the bell where the cornerstone is. And then some of you young people who are blessed to be here this morning, you're going to come and you're going to open that time capsule and you're going to see what the people worshiping here now dreamed for you and for people that we may never see this side of eternity. And when I come back from the Gulf Coast all tan 25 years from now, I look forward to celebrating with the congregation that's here, the question we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do in the here and now through our giving, through our serving, to make these hopes and dreams and prayers a reality? We owe it to those people that will come after us, the children in these pews, the folks that will come here because of the witness that you give to Jesus Christ as we love our community, inviting all to discover him. Vern.
Would you pray with me? And these are the words that Tom Gibson included at the end of what he said. This is his prayer for us as a church, and I'd like to offer them as our closing this time in prayer. Almighty God, for 159 years, you poured out your Spirit on your disciples on King Street. Your passion and love flowed through their veins and filled them with the hope and promise of the resurrected Lord. Empowered by you, they served this community and the world with dedication and faithfulness so that your kingdom would claim every heart. When limitations of physical space began to impede your mission, you invited your people to a new place where the fullness of your glory could be experienced. During a season of deep prayer, your Spirit gave birth to a new vision for the Boone Church. Following the steps of Abraham, Moses, and the early disciples, the people chose to yield everything to obediently join you in the journey of faith. They left what was familiar to come to this sacred place where for 25 years you have poured out your favor, blessing, and joy. As we celebrate their faithful obedience to your call, may we in our day hear afresh your prophet Isaiah say, "Here and now I am doing a new thing." And like them, follow your Spirit into days of promise, celebration, and new ways of serving you, the living God. May your dream for us guide every step. May your love for us guide every heart. Our lives are in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And one of the gifts that we have as a congregation is, as you know, Vern Collins and his family. And Vern is something that's been unique for me in my ministry because I've never experienced this, is about to take a sabbatical or renewal leave for the summer. You should have done it in the winter, Vern. But anyways, and I'm going to invite his family forward, and we're going to pray over him and his family. I invite Rosie Bentley and David Winkler, our co-lay leaders as well, as representatives of your church to offer blessing to him. So come forward, Rosie, David. Come. And if you would extend your hands out as a sign of your blessing. Loving Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this, your servant, Vern Collins, for he answered your call many years ago, 28 years ago to be exact, to come and serve as the part-time youth director of this church. Little did he know the plans that you had in store for him and for this congregation to lead this church in developing one of the strongest youth ministries in all the high country. And then later expanding that call to act as assistant pastor and starting the Crossroads Worship Service, which is so vibrant and has so many people coming to Christ because of what you're doing through him. And Lord, we know that ministry is an arduous journey. We know that we get calls in the middle of the night and back and forth to do things at odd hours that can make us weary. But Lord, we know that you've called Vern now to this time away. So let it be a time of renewal for him, that he can refocus his mind and heart on what you are leading him to into the future, because, Lord, you've got some new things in store for him. May it be a time of much recreation with this dear family, and we ask your blessings upon each and every one of them, that they will enjoy time together to get better acquainted with one another, to have fun together. And Lord, to just know the providence of your blessing on their lives. And Father, I pray right now too that Vern will experience rest, the rest that only he can have by stepping away for a period of time so that he can come back recharged and rejuvenated to serve you and your church even better. Thank you, God, for him. Thank you for the honor and privilege that I get to serve with him in ministry. Now, Lord, anoint him in a powerful way during this time. May he, Lord, become more of what you have created him to become because of this time away. All this we ask in the one who Vern's modeling, Jesus, who stepped away from ministry to get closer to you so that he can minister to the world. We ask this now in his name. Amen.